Charleston. It's 9:07. I'm John Quincy for Richard Todd. Not the usual morning buzz music because we are not doing the usual thing here. It's WTMA's 65th birthday this month, and we are celebrating by remembering some of WTMA's past programming successes, like the time it was a top 40 radio station in the 60s and 70s. Yesterday we had the 60s guys on. Today it's the 70s and 80s. And in the studio with us is John Burwell, who's with WTMA.
WTMA.
You like saying that again, don't you?
I love it. It's just down memory lane, I'm telling you.
And Gary London, who's
the
WTMA.
Mighty TMA.
Oh, man, it's nice to hear those voices again. And we were talking about a promised CJ and Buzz reunion. Well, we are half right. We've got CJ Jones on the line right now.
On the mighty TMA.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Hey.
How are you, CJ?
Hi, CJ.
Wonderful.
Hopefully Buzz will be joining us shortly.
What a great group of people.
Man. Well, it's nice to have you here.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate being invited. This is exciting. Has Buzz showed up yet?
No, he hasn't.
As normal.
CJ and Buzz show, he's always late.
Now, you were on before we talk about the CJ and Buzz thing, you were on WTMA back in the 60s as...
Johnny Prince.
Johnny Prince. And we have pictures on WTMAMemories.com prove it.
That is a great picture of you, CJ, on the web there.
Well, yeah, it is. And thank you. I'll tell you, I was never so thin and never so young.
Just say, it was only 30 years ago.
I know. I have people who work with me now. I'll show it to them and they'll go, you're a kid.
Yeah, you're kidding. So tell us about your time in the 60s real quickly, about when you were at WTMA at the Dock Street Theater.
It was great fun because Bob Mitchell, a guy that I think is the legendary Bob Mitchell, was the program director of the mighty TMA, and Chuck Smith owned it.
Mm-hmm.
We were downtown in the theater building, and I remember we always had to keep the monitor, the speakers low in the studio when there was something going on in the theater.
I did that.
Because we overpowered the actors on the stage when we turned it up. And of course, there's that wonderful historical cemetery across the street, and I used to see tombstones over there just jiggling around as we turned up the music.
You're going to wake the dead! Turn that
right
down.
And we did, too. It was a lot of fun.
So, CJ and Buzz, of course, WTMA, part of the early 80s, but a lot of people remember WCSC.
Yeah, 1390 WCSC.
Home for CJ and Buzz.
Yeah, a station, unfortunately, that in that name and configuration no longer exists.
Right.
But
now, how did the CJ and Buzz thing come together?
Huh?
How did you guys come together? How did you meet Buzz and put that morning show together?
Oh, this is a crazy story.
I've
always been in management, too, and I went over as executive VP at WCSC, and actually, we hired a really talented guy from Cincinnati, from WLW, to come down and do mornings. And he and his wife were in Charleston, as I recall, about 4 days. They had a rear-end collision on the Cooper River Bridge, and his wife said, "You're nuts, I'm going back to Cincinnati."
Oh man.
So there went the morning show. So I had, had been on the air before, so I went on the air and did mornings. And we were very fortunate. That radio station went from about number 11 in the market to number 1 in one book back then, and it was a phenomenal success. And I figured if I was going to do mornings and run it, I needed to do something. And Buzz Bowman, the day I arrived at CSC, Buzz resigned, claiming it had nothing to do with my coming. Probably not true. He resigned, and he migrated south to Key West. And while he was in Key West camping out in a park, biker Gabe rolled him and took all his money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, true story. And he called me back and he said, "Still got a job for me?" And I said, "Man, do I have a job for you. I need a partner on the morning." So we brought him back and we did CJ and Buzz, and it became a great success. We had good ratings, had tremendous audience, loved the listeners. We're one of those odd oddities that... back when the newspaper did the best of and worst of, which I'm sure they still do. I remember one year CJ and Buzz was the best radio show in Charleston, and we also won the worst radio show in Charleston.
Yeah, I remember that. Wow. Yeah.
Either loved us or hated us. Fortunately, more loved us than hated us. Anyway, Buzz was on there with me for a long time. We won an award as one of the top 5 radio shows in America one year. It was a very exciting time. Then Randy O'Donnell and his partners bought the mighty TMA.
Oh, please.
Skunks.
Skunks.
Randy O'Donnell, one of the most handsome men to ever live in Charleston.
He's like a walking mannequin, isn't he?
I'm telling you, the women would swoon over him. They just would come into my office and say, "It's nice to meet you. Where's Randy?
Where's Randy?"
Yeah, right, yeah.
And he brought you over here to WTMA.
Yeah, sure did. And loved it. We had a good time. We revised the Mighty TMA. They had dropped that, so we brought it back. We did a lot of things on CJ and Buzz. Some of the things you'll remember, the Heine Winery in beautiful downtown Monk's Corner behind the Branch Library. Where Big Thor and Red Heine were the winekeepers.
Tiny Heine Winery, I remember it well.
The Heine Winery. On your website, you've got a couple of shows of CJ and Buzz, and one of them has us a day after we did the annual CJ and Buzz Charity Golf Spectacular. And we're talking about the free Heine was provided on the golf course by Big Red and Thor. Funny stuff.
Funny stuff. It really was.
So what are you doing now, CJ?
I'm a vice president and run a market for Cumulus Broadcasting, a big company, second largest radio company in the country. And I'm a troubleshooter. I go into markets where they've had problems. I'm in my third assignment in Shreveport, Louisiana, which I really love. It's a great city. And that's what I do.
All right. You were involved in some other stations in town, weren't you?
Well, yeah. My wife, Carolyn, and I, who some will remember from the Mighty TMA days as the Mighty TMA Chicken, she used to get in the van in the chicken outfit with the with the helmet on.
And you're all still married, huh?
Yeah, right. And yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? And she would go out spotting cars, you know, following people. And actually, it got to the point where when she pulled out of the street there, people would tuck in behind her and stay with her, hoping to win the prizes. But we did that, and then she and I went into business for ourselves, and we ended up owning about 15 radio stations in six markets around the country and eventually sold them. I went to Europe, actually, you'll love this, to Reykjavik, Iceland, as the chief executive officer, and in Europe it's called managing director, of the largest radio company there, and loved doing that. We had a wonderful time in Iceland, made a lot of friends. Saw a lot of beautiful scenery, spent a lot of time in Europe, and that was a great assignment. Then I joined Cumulus.
Wow.
Amazing.
So you're doing
what have you been up to?
Man, we were smart. We stayed in Charleston, man. Once you come here, you just don't want to lose.
You get the sand in your shoes, you don't want to leave.
I'll tell you, that was a very, very tough decision to leave Charleston. We loved it. We had a beautiful home. We were having a wonderful time when we were on the Mighty TMA, but a larger company offered me a chief operating officer's position, and it was just too good to turn down. It turned out that that caused the ability to own stations and go into business for ourselves, because I ended up running WXTU FM in Philadelphia, which was their largest market and largest property. And it was, you know, it was a lot of fun. It was successful, and bankers all of a sudden started saying, "You got to do this for yourself." And like an idiot, I said, "Okay." And then as I'm signing all these notes and owing all these millions, my investment banker turned to my wife and said, "Carolyn, don't worry about it. It's just zeros."
It's just zeros.
He didn't say you have to pay those zeros back, though.
Oh, yeah. All right, CJ. Well, listen, I guess Buzz is a no-show. He's enjoying, I think he's vacationing down
he's
in
actually
Hilton
at
Head.
Myrtle. He's, if I may, Buzz remarried, has married a wonderful, beautiful girl from Florence, South Carolina. They have a new redheaded son. Now, that's a story all unto itself, because there's no redheads in either side of that family.
Okay.
But we won't go there.
Redheaded stepchild.
Redheaded stepchild is what it is, yeah.
So. Yeah, and Buzz is program director, actually, for a Cumulus station in Florence, and has just done a great job. Been there 5 or 6 years. So.
Wow.
Yeah, and when I was in Philadelphia, Buzz joined us. We didn't do the show on the air there, but Buzz did mornings in Philadelphia while I ran that company and went on to produce for a network called United Stations their regular specials on country music. So he got a lot of national exposure. Buzz is a great guy.
He is. I work with him at another radio station in town, and I had the pleasure of working with you guys when I was at WSSX, and
yes, you
guys were at TMA. And really enjoyed that experience as well. Well, CJ, thank you so much for calling and talking about your time as CJ and Buzz. Great morning show that was here at WTMA. Exactly what years were those? I know it's you were there in 83.
Yeah, 82, 83 in that era. All right. Won't talk about when in the early 60s I was there before. I'm not old enough to do that.
Now, what do you think, CJ? Now, you grew up here in Charleston. Why do you think WTMA was such a big radio station in the 60s and 70s?
It was the most consistent radio station in the market. Early on, Chuck Smith decided to go top 40 when it was just brand new. They did it year after year after year. He didn't pay any money. I mean, you know, it was one of those, you love to live in Charleston, and it was a lot of fun to be on the radio.
Some of us got paid, I'll be quite frank with you.
Wait a minute, you mean you actually got a check?
Yes.
Is arbitration still possible?
Unfortunately, Chuck Smith is no longer with us.
No, I know. Chuck passed away a number of years ago. He was a great guy.
It was Ted Turner that wouldn't pay any money.
That could be.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that Ted Turner owned WTMA for, a year or two?
Yeah, not very long, but he did, and it was part of his growing up and inheriting from his father building the television empire in Atlanta.
He actually owned the construction permit for Channel 4.
Yes.
Right here in Charleston.
Yeah,
he sold that for $10,000.
And he owned the outdoor advertising plant there, too.
Yes,
all those
he did.
Billboards.
Turner Billboards. That's exactly right.
Ted, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
he figured Atlanta was better than Charleston.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's impossible. It is not.
It was bigger anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, if things would have gone differently, we could have had CNN in Charleston. Wouldn't that be cool?
This has really been great. I love talking with Madeline again. She answered the phone, and I said, hello, and she said, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I understand Bruce Roberts is around this morning, John Burwell.
Yes, the old CSC crew here, I'm telling you.
Everybody. It's a pleasure and an honor for me to be involved, and I thank you very much.
All right, CJ, thank you so much for making this day even more special. And
you're welcome.
You and your family, and Buzz, if you see him. Tell him
I'll send a memo to him and congratulate him for being late again.
All right, thanks a lot. C.J. Jones of C.J. and Buzz here on the Mighty TMA.
And a gentleman.
Quite, and a gentleman. Yeah. And a gentleman. John Quincy here along with John Burwell and Gary London. A few more other surprises coming up when we continue here on News Talk 1250 WTMA.